And General Motors did something rare today, rare for GM or other companies for that matter. It issued an extensive mea culpa to the American people. In a full-page ad in the Automotive News, an industry publication, GM all but begged for forgiveness, as NPR's Frank Langford reports.
"We acknowledge we have disappointed you," GM said in its letter today. "The company has apologized before, but it took its mea culpa to a new level." In its statement, GM took responsibility for failings spanning decades, everything from building unreliable vehicles to making union deals it can't afford. The letter was part of a public relations blitz to win support for the bailout bill. In a video on GM's website, Ray Young, the company's chief financial officer, hammered home the point.
"A lot of people have indicated that we've made mistakes in the past, and as an officer of this company, I have to admit, we have made mistakes in the past."
"I think this is pretty much unprecedented in terms of really coming to grips with it and trying to level with the American people."
That's Aaron Bragman. He follows the auto industry for Global Insight, a financial analysis firm. Bragman says this letter was more sweeping than earlier admissions. Among the errors GM owned up to, building too many brands, leaning too heavily on pickups and SUVs. Quote, "We have paid dearly for these decisions," the company said. Bragman said the letter was inspired by one thing.
"Desperation. Quite frankly, they need the money. This is the last place that they have to get it. Nobody else is giving out any money. And Wall Street, despite the billions and billions of dollars in bailout money, is still not lending."
GM said it had learned from its mistakes and made improvements. It noted that its move to slash union health care costs in last year's contract with the United Auto Workers. And it's produced some popular vehicles recently, including the Chevy Malibu and the Cadillac CTS. Many consumers criticize Detroit for making substandard cars, but Bragman says that's no longer fair. He notes that independent companies such as J.D. Power have given GM good marks against Japanese competitors.
"Buick actually has scored very high in the last several years."
Other analysts, though, were puzzled by the letter.
"I think it's crazy."
Marianne Keller has studied GM for decades and even written a book about the company. She says consumers are so hardened against GM, a letter won't make any difference.
"This is certainly not going to change public opinion. I think that General Motors management wants to save itself."
Indeed, as GM is trying to improve its image, pressure is mounting for CEO Rick Wagoner to leave. Senator Christopher Dodd, the Connecticut Democrat, has championed the bailout. But on CBS's Face the Nation yesterday, he said if GM gets the money, Wagoner should go.
"I think you've got to consider new leadership. If you're going to really restructure this, you've got to bring in a new team to do this, in my view. I think he has to move on."
In the past, Wagoner has dismissed the idea, and today, GM had no comment on Dodd's statement. But Marianne Keller says he's overseen so many mistakes, he should resign. Among other things, she cited one of Wagoner's decisions when he was running the company's North American division.
"Under his watch, the North American operation decided that what the United States really needed was a Hummer. The eighth brand of General Motors coming out at a time when there were increasing pleas for energy self-sufficiency, improved fuel economy."
Now, she says, GM can't find any buyers for that vehicle line.
"Who in their right mind is going to buy the Hummer brand? Hummer is not saleable. It is not an asset that can be sold. It is a liability that General Motors is going to have to close."
But not everyone wants to see Wagoner go. Alan Benchich is a retired United Auto Worker official. He used to run Local 909 in Michigan. He says earlier GM heads made even worse errors than Wagoner has.
"Well, I think a lot of the big mistakes GM made were made before he became CEO. I don't see that he's any worse than any of the other corporate bosses."
Of course, those old bosses are long gone, and now it's up to Wagoner to convince Congress that he can lead GM to success. Frank Langford, NPR News, Washington.